96.3 WHUR.
That's new music and LA featuring Music Soul Child. Half of it.
All right. So, AMP Entertainment Report. Garcelle Bouvet.
Okay.
Garcelle Bouvet revealed she used to date this famous guy. She said that he was hot.
Uh-huh.
He was a bachelor.
Yeah.
I was single. You know, it happens in Hollywood. Who is she talking about?
But wait a minute. Garcelle from the Jamie Foxx show, right?
Garcelle Bouvet.
Member of Beverly Hills Fancy.
There you go.
She's
Black
so
folks
pretty.
Is calling by the yeah. character name forever.
Fancy.
Will Smith I'm talking about. She dated Will Smith,
okay.
y'all.
Okay. When was this now?
Give her some hand claps for that.
What? She got hand claps for that?
I don't know. It seems like that gets, I mean.
Okay.
Wow.
That was a nice looking couple.
That's a cute couple.
So when was that?
Well, back in the day, they were both single. So when was when was Will ever single?
I know. That's a cute couple.
I'm serious.
I like him with
Will was not single for a long time.
I'm like him with Jada, though, so that's cute.
Yeah, that's
no
cute.
No shade.
Now, you know, in our It's Never Too Late news, we got to congratulate Quavo of the Migos. He graduated high school at 29. Go ahead, Quavo.
Wow. He went back and got his high school diploma.
He went back. I think that's inspirational.
Right. Yeah.
He's a multimillionaire. He's married. Ain't he married to Cardi B?
He didn't have to do it.
Is that the one that's married to Cardi B, Sean?
I think that's Offset. He's married to Cardi B.
Offset. Quavo.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
No disrespect. Sorry. Oh, Lord. I'm going to get dragged by the Migos. What's
Grandpa?
The Migos Twitter groups? Oh, the Migos is. What'd
you say, Grandpa?
Oh, Lord. The Migos is going to drag me.
Congratulations, Quavo.
Speaking of marriage, Kenya Barris calls off his divorce from his wife for 20 years. Yay, hand claps for that. Yay.
The director or the creator of Blackish and all those?
Kenya Barris, Blackish and all the other issues.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Dr. Rania Rainbow Barris, they basically...
Oh, that's really her name?
Yeah.
Because he came up with Blackish and Rainbow is Tracy Ellis Black Ross AF. On the show.
And
and then Black AF.
A dismissal of his divorce May 15th.
Aww.
It will keep him legally married.
Love wins.
So hopefully they can work it out.
I love it.
You know, love, because love is in the air.
That's a great story.
And so is COVID-19. So, you know, all that's in the air.
No.
And lastly, Diana Ross didn't know I'm Coming Out, like the song.
I'm Coming Out.
You remember that jam?
Yeah.
She didn't realize it was kind of a gay thing.
Well, I think it became a gay anthem, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So she didn't know that it would inspire and encourage.
Yeah, she had no idea.
Okay.
you know, she had no idea. And basically, like you said, the Diana Ross impersonators, they took it to the roof.
Yeah.
And so now Rogers was told her, hey, you know this is a thing now, you know.
Okay.
She had no idea, which I think that even makes it even more great. Just like we had no idea what the Village People were talking about.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
Okay. Well, I love that song, and I love the boss. So.
We really didn't have any idea at the YMCA. Anyway, that is AMP Entertainment Report. And coming up, we're going to talk with DC's own Kenny Lattimore.
Yes, about his The Last Dance shout-out. And Michael Jordan was listening to him in his earphones. We'll get into it on WHUR.
You don't want to miss that.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.